You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Give me that old time release. I wanna go back. To that special place. Give me that old time.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is February the first day of the second month of the year. 2022 is 2 months, amen, and we're into it. January is gone. Glory be to God. How swiftly time passes. I thank God for you joining me here today. If you're listening by way of radio, good morning and praise the Lord to you. Whether you're listening by home, your office, or in your cars, praise the Lord to you. And those that are watching by way of Facebook, good morning to you. Again, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. We pray that the Lord has blessed you during the first month of the year. We pray that God has many, many more blessings for you throughout the year. And I just encourage you to hold on to the promises of God. He is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If God promised you something, he's going to do it. He that will come shall come, and he will not tarry. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord to you that are watching by way of Facebook. Praise the Lord to you that are listening by way of radio. Good morning to you. It's a cold morning here in Florida, but we're supposed to warm up here. Yesterday morning. Glory be to God. It froze up here. I had to find something to scrape my windows off. That is a rarity here in Florida. But amen, we thank God for it. I'm from Indiana, and sometimes I miss the snow. Amen. I don't want it all the time, but I miss it every now and then. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord to you that are coming in by way of Facebook. Hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Again, we welcome you out to our services. I am Elder Lewis Gray. I am an elder here in the great city of Coco at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located here in the great city of Florida at 16 South Wilson Avenue, where our pastor is Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. I say praise the Lord to you, Pastor. I know you're listening. If not, I know you'll get this later on Facebook. Praise the Lord to you, President Charlie Kimbrough, and to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who also has a Facebook program on Wednesday. Come and listen to her pray. Amen. I believe it's called the Half Hour of Power. Amen. We're just on the move, and we want to do, amen, a new thing for the Lord this year, because we believe that God has a new thing for us this year. That was the title of my sermon on this past Sunday. Amen. God is doing a new thing, and that new looks good on you. Glory be to God. So we thank God for giving me that word on this past Sunday. And I believe that God has some things that are new in store for you. Amen. He is a God that's in the business of doing things new. He is a now God, amen, who will do a new thing in your life. He told us not to, through the prophet Isaiah, to tell the people, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. And I'm talking to somebody today that God's going to do a new thing in your life. Glory be to God. So without further ado, again, we as always welcome you out to our services at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church. Our services are as follows. On Tuesdays is our Bible studies, which is tonight at 6 p.m. Thursday night, our youth services come out and help celebrate the youth, amen, how they learn about God. Come out on 6 p.m. on Thursdays. Our Sunday morning services begin with our Sunday school at 10 a.m. and then our Sunday morning worship begins at 11:40 or thereabout. Amen. So without further ado, we're going to go into the Word of God. Glory be to God. It can be found in the book of Psalms. It is one of my favorite Psalms. It is the very first Psalm, Psalms 1. Glory be to God. And I'm going to read this particular psalm in its entirety. And it simply says, blessed is the man. Again, that is Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Glory be to God. The gracious Father, we thank you for joining us here today. For Lord, we know that without your presence, it really doesn't mean anything. But Lord, we're praying that you come in and have your way. God, we're praying that you bless the ears of the hearers, that this word will fall on good ground. But Lord, you said that your word will not return void, for it will accomplish that for which it was sent. But Lord, we are praying, Father, that this word will take root, that it will take root, that the hearer may prosper. It will come forth as 30, some 60, some hundredfold. Remember our government. Remember those that are our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. We're praying, God, you give them wisdom to make the right decisions. God, remember the bereaved, those that are need to be comforted. They've lost a loved one, lost a friend. Oh, God, we're praying, Father, you comfort them, and only you know how. Remember the backslider, whom he or she may be. God, give them a heart to come back to you, God. Go out to the hospitals, the nurses and the hospital, the jail cells, God, the nursing homes, God, and move and have your way. And know, let them know that you are God, irregardless of where they find themselves in or at. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Again, as I stated earlier, this is one of my favorite psalms. And I want to just use for a subject how to be blessed. Glory be to God. Psalms 1 gives us the insight of how to be blessed. Glory be to God. It talks of really two ways. One is the way that God instructs, and the second way is the way that the ungodly go. It says, blessed is the man. Does not say blessed is the rich man. Does not say blessed is the king. Does not say blessed is the president. Does not say blessed is the senator. Does not say blessed is the movie star. Does not say blessed is the singer. See, sometimes we equate being blessed to material things. We equate blessed with the abundance of things that we have. Jesus said that a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things that he has. You see, there are many people that have riches. They have material things, but they're not blessed. See, God is not concerned with what you have on the exterior, but what concerns God most is what we have on the interior. Jesus said it's not what goes in a man that defiles him, but it is what comes out of him that defiles him. See, we get concerned about whether our hands, now it is, we want to take proper sanitation, you know, sanitizations and things of that nature. But many times we focus on whether somebody's hands was dirty, the type of clothes they have. And we look at that, and we look at what they don't have, and we look at other people and what they do have. And that is our determination of who's blessed and who's not blessed. But see, Jesus, he does not look on the outward appearance, but he looks on the inward. Are we blessed on the inside? Because we can have all the materials in the world, but yet still not be blessed. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You see, there is a place that the blessed man will not go. There is a path in which he will not stand, a seat in which he will not sit in. Glory be to God. Said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You see, there is a place that the blessed man doesn't go. There's a thing that the blessed man doesn't do. See, he thinks different. He believes different. He walks different than the ungodly. It's not that he's high-minded. It's not that he looks down on a person, glory be to God. But there is a place that he knows he shouldn't go. He knows that there is a path that he shouldn't take. He knows that there is a path that leadeth to danger. The Bible says, straight is the gate that leadeth unto life, and few there be that will find it. And he said, broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And what that means is that in the straight gate, you can't bring everybody. You can't do everything. You can't do everything that the world does. You can't go everywhere that the world goes. You can't take your counsel from everybody that the world takes their counsel from. What always interests me sometimes is how people that are don't know God, they've never been married, or if they've been married, they've been divorced 3, 4, 5 times. But they want to give a person advice on how to govern their marriage. Girl, if he did that, they try to interfere in other people's lives. See, I want to hear from somebody that's been married 30 years, that's been married 40 years. Problem was, it reminds me of in the days of Solomon, when Solomon died and he left the kingdom to Rehoboam, which was his son. And the people came to Rehoboam and told him that we will serve you faithfully if you lighten the load of the people. This was the older crowd. This was the old men that had wisdom and had knowledge. And they came to him and they told Rehoboam, he said, you know, your father was hard on the people. He was hard on them. And you know, they kind of got upset about that. And they're on the precipice of revolting against you, Rehoboam. But if you lighten the load on them, they will serve you faithfully. You know what Rehoboam did? He went and he consulted with the people that were his age, people that hadn't gone through anything, people that hadn't experienced life. And they begin to give him bad counsel and begin to tell him that, you know what? You go back and you tell those people that you thought my father was hard on you, but wait till I get a hold of you. Hallelujah. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm going to be even harder than my father was on you. And you know what the people did? The people revolted. And that's why we had in the Bible two kingdoms. We had the northern kingdom revolted. And so it took 10 tribes with them. And they were called Israel. And there were two tribes that were left. They were left because of David. And that was Judah and Benjamin. But because he took the wrong advice, the kingdom divided. See, that's just like marriages. If you get the wrong advice, that's just like anything you do in life. If you get the wrong advice from people, all it's going to cause is division. It's going to cause destruction. But the blessed man knows where he gets his counsel from. Hallelujah. He says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law doth he meditate day and night. See, we know that our counselor is Jesus. The scripture says, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful, the Counselor. See, if we want to know what to do about our lives and how the path we should take, it's in this word. The word of God instructs us on every situation in our lives. Go through and find it. It's there. It's in the book. It instructs us on how to live our lives. And when the Bible lets us know that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. When we allow God to order our steps, we're going to always reach our destination. We're going to always be successful. That's why he says that blessed is the man. Hallelujah. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scorn. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. You see, people, some people read the word. Hallelujah. But do you meditate on it day and night? And when you read it, are you delighted about it? See, we should get excited about reading the word of God, because it is the word of God that keeps us. It is the word of God that instructs us. It is the word of God that will lead us to success. You want to know how to be successful? Let the word of God lead you. Be excited about it. Not just read it. Some people read it and forget all about it. But this is what the blessed person does. He meditates on it day and night. See, you got to take the word of God with you. You see, some people, they leave the word of God at church. They come to church on Sunday. They pick up the word of God. They put it down after church and don't pick it up again until next Sunday. See, but you've got to get the word. See, sometimes you go to people and ask them, what was the word about? They done sat there for an hour and a half and can't tell you what the word was about. They were there. They were at church, but they were not in church. See, God is looking for somebody that when you come to the house of God, or when you read the word of God, see, when you look into the word of God, hallelujah, you want to get something out of it. See, there was a song years ago that said, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you read the word of God with the intent of getting nothing, you ain't going to get nothing out of it. But when you read the word of God to get something out of it, you get something out of it so you can take something with you. You need like gas. See, when you get gas, you need gas to take you places. Without no gas, it ain't going to get you nowhere. But we come to church for a fill up. We come to church and get the word. We read the word of God every night. We read the word of God every day so that it can fuel us to get through the day. It shows us how to interact with people. It shows us how to interact and how to deal with situations in life. It instructs us how to survive in this life. Without it, we're going to fail. That's what the ungodly do. They want to live their lives without God. But can I tell somebody today, you cannot live your life without God. Okay, you can live, hallelujah, but you're going to die eventually. And it is at, the Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Glory be to God. I want to get in the word, and I want to stay there. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. You just can't read the word. You got to meditate on it. You got to study it. You got to get it in your word. You got to get it in your heart so that it can take root, so it can grow, so you can begin to be blessed. You can begin to be blessed 30, some 60, some hundredfold. My God, my God. And you know what? When you get the word of the Lord in your spirit, look what he says. And it says, the blessed man, talking about the blessed man. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. My God, my God. That means there's always going to be a continuing source of water. That means you ain't going to never wither. You know, when a tree gets water, that's a strong and stable tree. You can tell it's strong because of the leaves that are on it. It grows to great heights. But when that tree doesn't get water, it the leaves begin to fall. It begins to look frail. It begins to wither. That's why when you get the word of God, you can stand up against anything. I've heard it said that when you kneel before God, you can stand before anything. See, people there is a spirit of suicide that's going across our nation. It's killing people. Why? Because people are not rooted in the word of God. They're allowing things to take them out. My God, my God. But when you have the word of God in your heart, when you know that if God be for me, who can be against me? My God, my God. If you have God for you, who can be against you? And I will go on to include what can be against you. Who can be against you? Nothing. He told Joshua when Moses died, he said, the same way I was with Moses, Joshua, I'm going to be with you. And he said that no man will be able to stand against you. He said that wherever your foot tread, he said that I have given you, glory be to God. See, when you have God with you, when you have the word of the Lord in your spirit, when you have the word of the Lord that you can rely on, when you're blessed, the songwriter said, I'm blessed like that. The devil don't like it because I'm blessed like that. When I'm blessed, my God, my God. When I'm blessed, nobody can stand against me. That there's no issue that I can't overcome. There's no giant that I can't topple. There's no mountain that I can't climb. There's no valley I can't get out of when I got God on my side. When I got the word of God, because the Bible says, the word of God said that I am more than a conqueror. It didn't say I was a conqueror. It said that I'm more than a conqueror. Can I tell somebody today, don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil tell you to give up, throw in the towel. You're more than a conqueror. Whatever you're going through, you can overcome it. Can I tell somebody who's within the sound of my voice, whether you're watching by way of radio, watching by way of Facebook, or listening by way of radio, giants do fall. Come here, David, and tell somebody that giants do fall. He trusted in the Lord. See, when you're blessed, you know whose you are. And you know because of whose you are, you know what you can do. You know that no weapon formed against you. You ought to tell yourself today that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He didn't say that they wouldn't make the weapon. The enemy is going to make the weapon. He's going to form it. He's going to fashion it. But it won't work. Tell the devil it ain't going to work. Because the Lord said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm talking to somebody today. The devil is trying to convince you to commit suicide. Convince you to throw in the towel. Want to convince you to give up, to quit. But I'm about to tell you today, you're blessed. You're blessed if you're rooted in God. Hallelujah. He says that his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I dare you to declare today that I'm getting ready to prosper. I know it may not look like it, but you're getting ready to prosper. Because the Lord said that you're going to be blessed. You're blessed. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the woman. Blessed is the boy. Blessed is the girl. When you put your trust in God, when you follow God's path, you're going to be blessed. It's going to work in your favor. Just you wait and see. Glory be to God. Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. It's going to work in your favor. But it says the ungodly are not so. But I like the shaft which the wind driveth away. My God, my God. Look what a shaft is. Hallelujah. It was put around the grain of the kernel. Hallelujah. And it was so light, hallelujah, that even the wind could blow it away. My God, my God. It had no weight. That's what it is when you're ungodly, when you don't trust in the Lord, when you put your confidence in yourself. You're light, you have no weight. The enemy can come in and push you over. Strong people that we thought were strong, hallelujah, giving up on life, they're throwing in the towel, they're quitting. It's because they had no root in God. But when you allow God to take root in you, He strengthens you. He becomes that weight that the wind, the storms of life can't blow away, can't destroy. When you're built on Jesus, Jesus told us that one man built his house upon the rock. Glory be to God. When the storms of life came, it didn't do anything to it. But one man built his house on sand. And when the winds came, it destroyed that house. And the Bible, Jesus, I believe he said, great was that fall. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. There was a way which seemeth right unto man, and the right way is God's way. But there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way, the Bible lets us know, leads to death. So how do I be blessed? I follow God's path. I go according to what His word says. If I follow the word of God, I'll be like that psalmist said, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. When your steps are ordered by the Lord, you're going to reach your destination. God's going to make you prosperous. Glory be to God. Not only in this life, but in the next life to come. But if you do the ungodly way and trust in yourselves and don't put any credence in the word of God, great will your fall be. Hallelujah. You will stand in judgment. Hallelujah. So I just came today to tell you how to be blessed. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners. Glory be to God. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Get excited about the word of God. Get the word of God in your heart. Get the word of God in your spirit. Get it in your homes. Get it in your mind. Take it with you wherever you go, and you will be blessed. So until next time, at the same channel, at the same time, 11:30 a.m., meet me on Facebook, meet me on 99.9 here in the great city of Cocoa. So until then, you be blessed, blessed, blessed. Glory be to God.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir